So how can you help transform more lives? As we explained earlier, I'm only 5 minutes out, over, so that's good. I'm nearly finished. Every month or so, we travel up the motorway to go to the projects to see how they're doing and to provide support and training. And as we've been doing that, we've been often passing through these other towns along the way, meeting people who are struggling there as well to work with girls. Often one person, just one single person, desperately trying to reach out to the girls that they know in their own towns. Sometimes meeting those girls, sometimes hearing their stories. And this last summer, we did another walk from Regina to Mukuri. It was 7 days. It was 170 kilometers, four of us. Wally, me, Lorene, who's our artistic director, and Holly, who's an English volunteer. We began, four of us. Wally dropped out about here, which I've ribbed him about ever since, and Holly dropped out as well. And we ended up, because it was a tough, I mean, there's lots of hills, and it's a long, long way. But the same thing, we were going along, tying ribbons onto the kilometer signs along the way, pink ribbons, as we do here. Some people adopting those kilometers, because we did the same thing here, Magina to Kanjasalis, walking along there, and it was a way of raising money and support to start the houses. And as we did, as we walked along here, it was a show of, it's kind of a protest, showing the region that this problem wasn't secret anymore, that people knew about it all around the world, showing the girls who were living there that they weren't alone anymore. We had a team going into each town, going into schools and going to squares and doing performances and speaking. And often, after they'd finished those performances, girls would come up to them and tell them about their own abuse and beg them for help, for us to do something there as well. And the people in those towns as well, begging for help, because we're quite well known in the region now, and so many other people and telling us about their problems, and the girls who are hopeless in those towns as well. So we've decided that this year we're going to start three new projects, begin to start these three new projects. They're not going to be as big as the Pink Houses in Magina and Kanjasalis. They're going to be kind of dance projects where we work with the hardest to reach girls, inviting them to a dance school where they'll have lessons and we'll have a team of educators working with them, befriending them, get to know them. In these towns, Padupari, Uzukataji, and Mukuri. You'll see them on this motorway here. This is Magina here. And then if you go further down, each one of these is a kilometre. And then Padupari is this place here. And here we've already been given a house where we... by a local charity, church charity, where we'll be opening, so we won't have that expensive renting or buying a place. And then further down a bit, we have Katuji, where a group of people there are going to help us. And then right down the bottom, Mukuri, which is another small community, but where hundreds of girls are involved in prostitution. So these are the three places where we're hopefully in a year or so when I come back, we'll be able to talk about the things that have been happening in these places as well. But for us to do that, what we've worked out is that we need 300 people, and the stretch of the motorway where we work is 300 kilometers long. We have this scheme where you can adopt a kilometer. So if you adopt 1 kilometre for £20 a month for a commitment of 1 year, you will receive the kilometre, so you can choose. Like all these ones here, kilometres have already been taken. People have already adopted them. You can say, right, I want kilometre 136, and we'll tie a ribbon with your name. And this is not just a way of raising support, but it's also a way of showing the local region that there are people who are concerned and are standing up for these girls. We'll tie a ribbon on your kilometre with your name. You'll get a mug, which has gone down quite well, and a certificate to show that you're adopting that particular kilometre. But most of all, as well as the fact that the locals, you know, they go and see these kilometers that have been adopted, look at these strange names. And this is a real, it's a powerful way of showing people that this remote stretch of motorway is no longer forgotten. People know, people want to bring about change. But most of all, you'll receive step-by-step news and updates on how you and within this group of 300 people are starting and reaching out to girls and making a difference. So as soon as we have 300 people, each kilometer adopted, then we'll begin these three new projects, which we believe will begin at the end of the year. So if that's something that you feel that you can do, commit yourself to giving, to adopting a kilometer for at least a year. There are some standing orders at the back there. Come and fill them in. And just this time, because we have lots to give away, you'll receive a free copy of Highway to Hell, which is a book I wrote about the motorway as well. But once again, that's something you can do. But I also know that the church does a lot, is interested and prays and is very involved in what we do. So thank you again for everything that you've done to help us and these girls over the last couple of years. Okay.